you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Nations have a duty not only to share their wealth, but also to encourage sources that produces wealth. Economic freedom, political liberty, the rule of law, and human rights. States have no obligation to provide guarantees for implementation of any purported right to development. Therefore, implementing the right to development should be from a victim-centered approach. By virtue of the principle of equal rights and self-determination of people enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations, all people have the right to freely determine without external interference their political status and to pursue their economic, social, and cultural development, and that every state has the duty to respect that right within the provisions of the Charter. The right to development has been part of the international debate on human rights for over 30 years, but has not yet entered the practical realm of development planning and implementations. States tend to express rhetorical support for this right, but neglect its basic precepts in development practice. Paradoxically, the United States opposes or is reluctant to recognize development as an international human right. Therefore, as beneficiaries, descendants of enslaved Africans in the United States, all persons should be included and fully consulted in any development which affects them. Article 1 of the Declaration of the Right to Development states that the right to development is an inalienable human right by virtue of which every human person and all people are entitled to participate in, contribute to, and enjoy economic, social, culture, and political development in which all human rights and fundamental freedoms can be fully realized. According to Resolution 75-237 adopted by the General Assembly on 31 December 2020, welcoming the call upon all former colonial powers for reparations consistent with paragraph 157 and 158 of the Durban Program of Action to redress historical injustices of slavery and the slave trade and including the transatlantic slave trade. According to the Durban Declaration, paragraph 78 states, we affirm the solemn commitment of all states to promote universal respect for and observance and protection of all human rights, economic, social, cultural, civil, and political, including the right to development, as a fundamental factor in the prevention and elimination of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related tolerances. The Durban Declaration and Program of Action, Section 4, provisions for effective remedies, recourse, redress, and other remedies at the national, regional, international level states. Paragraph 158, the conference recognizes the need to develop programs for the social and economic development of the societies and the diaspora within the framework of new partnerships based on the spirit of solidarity, mutual respect in the following areas: the facilitation of a welcome return and resettlement of descendants of enslaved Africans. Paragraph 159 urges international financial and development institutions and the operational programs and specialized agencies of the United Nations to give greater priority to and allocate supporting funding for programs addressing the development challenge of the affected states and societies, in particular those of African continent and the diaspora. And in conclusion, therefore, we offer this statement with concluding recommendations with the hope that, and as we move forward during the decade of action launched by the UN General Assembly, UN Secretary General, to step up and deliver of the SDGs by 2020. We have gone beyond the rhetoric of leaving no one behind by accepting the implementation of a program of action for the international community to facilitate a welcome return and resettlement of descendants of enslaved Africans in the United States. This is a concrete step to address and evaluate progress in eradicating systemic racism and racial and ethnic discrimination across the 17 SDGs. The Intergovernmental Open-Ended Working Group on the Right to Development was set up in 1998 with the aim to review reports and any other information submitted by non-governmental organizations on the relationship between the activities and the right to development. Okay, according to the Durban Declaration, the right to development is the international law and international community facilitation and the international community, facilitating the welcome, return, and resettlement of descendants of enslaved Africans in America. Implementing SDGs cannot be achieved without implementing our resettlement and consultation. This is not mentioned in the convention. Thank you.
Thank you.